I decided a long time ago that Lent is my favorite season because I need it. Life moves a little too fast in our lives. Things just go. And if you never pause to reflect on where you've been or where you're going, you'll miss it all. If you never pause to check your bank account, you're gonna spend it all. If you never pause to clean your house, you're gonna be living in filth. If you never pause to notice how you yourself have changed, you'll never notice. And so Lent is that time to pause. Lent is that time to slow things down. Jason and I were talking about how nice and slow life moves here, but it's still a breakneck speed if you let it. So this season is an invitation to not let it, to not let life just happen, but to reflect on it, to see the little things that are changing and growing every day, to notice that there's leaves right there, Mommy. I'll tell you in a minute. Go play. Go sit with Dad. To notice the ways that God is present. So Lent is about that time to pause and reflect. Lent is a time to pause and to know that God is with us. I need Lent in my life. And I'm pretty sure that we all need Lent in our life. To notice the things that are hard. To notice the ways that we've made resolutions for New Year's, or we make resolutions every day of how we want to be, and notice that those are hard to keep. That it feels impossible to change ourselves. And it feels even more impossible to change the big things outside of us that feel broken. It's a moment to notice, like Joel called people to notice, how far away we've really turned from God. Not because we did it on purpose, but because something else came up. Not because we did it on purpose, but because I'm just so tired today. How far we've come from God. It's an ancient practice to sit in ashes when you realize that something is wrong, when big things are wrong. So when someone dies, the response is to sit in sackcloth and in ashes, to recognize how everything we build up in life is really nothing more than the dust that we sit in. When someone dies, when Job lost everything in his life, that's where he went, to sit in sackcloth and ashes. That these ashes are a symbol of the ways that sin and death rule in our lives. The ways that falling away from God just eats away at ourselves. And so we take these ashes as a sign of our sin, our mistakes, the ways that we have put something else before God. But they're also a sign of our own mortality, that everything that we build up and work for in this world will someday not matter, that all the things that we put our hope and our trust in will also one day fade. And in 100 years, when there's all new people, the mistake that you made probably will be pretty small. That what we see in this life will end. And to acknowledge that we are dust, and to dust we will return. It is not a happy thing to sit in ashes and sackcloth, to recognize our own mortality. But this ash that you'll receive tonight is much more than just a sign of those things. If it was just a sign of those things, I would smear it across your face and remind you that you're going to die and all that you do will not matter. I would just cover you in those ashes. But there's a symbol that we make with our ashes. Because these are not just the palms from last year that I burned. These are a sign of God's grace and redemption of us. I will make the sign of the cross on your forehead in ashes, because even the dust can be redeemed by God. Even what's only left over at the end of something being burnt to nothing God can pull something new out of it. That even when something is the least amount of hope in it, that God can bring something out of it. There's a poem written by Jan Richardson that I'd like to share with you tonight that speaks to what Ash Wednesday is. All those days you felt like dust, like dirt, as if all you had to do was turn your face toward the wind and be scattered to the four corners, or swept away by the smallest breath as insubstantial. Did you not know what the Holy One can do with dust? This is the day we freely say we are scorched. This is the hour where we are marked by what has made it through the burning. This is the moment we ask for the blessing that lives within the ancient ashes, that makes its home inside the soil of this sacred earth. So let us be marked not for sorrow, and let us be marked not for shame. Let us be marked not for false humility or for thinking we are less than we are, but for claiming what God can do within the dust, within the dirt, within the stuff of the world of which it's made, and the same stuff in the stars that blaze in our bones and the galaxies that spiral inside the smudge we bear. This is a day of remembering that in our ashes, we are still claimed by God. We are still made new by God. And this season of hope, of waiting, of looking for God, that God will be found. Amen. I invite you to turn to hymn number 608. We are going to be singing softly and tenderly, Jesus is Calling.